Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Hi, I'm Cliff. This is Sharon. It's the Cliff and Sharon Radio Show. Welcome to this week's podcast.
Oh, what a week. Can you believe some of the crazy people in the world? We've had some funny things going on in our radio show this week. Mr. Booth Announcer, what have you got?
It's Tay-Tay time.
Shake it off.
We've got snake tails.
9-foot anaconda.
And Cliff's got a new diet to try.
Try the garlic diet. This is where you eat nothing but garlic.
First up, let's check out Facebook.
Okay, be honest. You have at least one friend on Facebook who posts inspirational quotes. Not that those are a bad thing. It's the ongoing onslaught of inspirational quotes. And
yes.
Sharon, I know you have somebody that does that, right?
Oh, my God. We were laughing about this off air just a few minutes ago. My sister-in-law, my husband's sister in Australia, does this all the time. And I don't mind seeing inspirational quotes, but when it's all that you post and they're all sunsets or get this, you know when you've got the, like, the fairy kind of creatures,
mm-hmm.
and those sorts of things with the hearts and flowers and rainbows and all of those.
You know what, Sharon? I don't think those are actually there. I think you're seeing those because of the cold medicine you're on right now. There's actually no fairies in the room.
Oh,
right now.
Bless! Look, God bless her, because she is a lovely soul. But apparently she's not all that smart, and I'm not saying that.
No. University of Waterloo or something?
Yeah, in Ontario, Canada, says that people who post inspirational quotes, and we don't mean now and then, everybody, you know, a little pick-me-up or whatever, but constantly,
sure.
Are less intelligent. Right?
Well, we're not saying that.
We're not saying that.
Listen, all we have to say to that is just try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. That's it. Try and
look,
do that
if you can't handle me at my worst, Cliff, you don't deserve me at my best. I'm just going to say that, truly.
Again, it's the cold medicine. That's what it is.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
You know, choosing what to eat on a date is always interesting. You need something easy to eat so you can have a conversation and not worry about having, you know, corn or spinach stuck in your teeth. Women tend to eat less on a date, but men tend to eat more. That's just not my opinion. There's scientific work behind this. A lot more, apparently, especially if they're enjoying a meal with a woman.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised by this. Cornell University researchers found that men eat not just a little bit more when they're eating with women, but significantly more than when they're eating just with other guys. And the researchers say men who shared a meal with at least one woman ate 93% more pizza and 86% more salad than men who are just eating with other guys. And this study is actually published in the journal Evolutionary Psychological Science.
Now, do you remember when you were dating? Did you eat sparingly when you, or did it really even matter to you?
It didn't matter. Look, I've got a healthy appetite for all sorts of things, and I didn't lick the plate, if that's what you're asking, but I don't believe in being fake. Do you know what I mean? So I would just eat normally, but I didn't lick the plate. I did kind of curb myself there in the early stages of dating, anyway.
Well, here's what you need to do. We're going into holiday season. You tend to overeat at this time of the year. Try the garlic diet. This is where you eat nothing but garlic.
How is that? Well, I can imagine. I mean, it's not eating much. Does it really work?
Well, not really, but you look thinner from a distance.
No one's coming near you.
No. Don't breathe on me.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
You gotta love this. There's a 30-year-old guy in Washington State whose name is Taylor Swift. Now, this guy is a photographer, but he's finding it surprisingly hard to develop his own career in the shadow of the real Taylor Swift's name, obviously.
You can imagine. Like, if you try to Google him, he says he's about 10,000 pages back because the Taylor Swift is one of the most searched people on the internet, and he's not the only guy that shares her name. Apparently, there's more than 60 people in the US alone with the name Taylor Swift, ranging in age from like 20 to 60. And this poor guy, he says he's thought about changing his name because, you know, if you're trying to start your own career or trying to take off a photography business, it's important people be able to find you. But for now, I guess he just has to shake it off.
Hope people stop being mean and realize he and the real Taylor Swift don't harbor any bad blood over this.
Oh, look at you. You just took it. Look at you. And actually, what's funny about this guy is he actually gets fan mail for Taylor Swift. Here's some of the letters that he's gotten.
Dear Taylor Swift, I just wanted to say that you are an inspiration to many young girls. Dear Taylor, I'm your biggest fan ever. You are a great singer and beautiful. They want Taylor Swift to come and be at their county fair. There's bunches of them. I sing your songs all the time. Your songs cheer me up, and this is why I admire you. Who wouldn't love that? I mean, it's just so sweet.
No way.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
No freaking way, right?
All righty. So you think you're getting hit over the head with political posturing now? We have just under a year to endure this. The presidential election isn't until November 8th, 2016.
I know. There's a long way to go. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's more fun to be made of our candidates, mm-hmm. a lot more, and we're not afraid to do it. We've made had a lot of jokes at Donald Trump's expense, but let's turn the spotlight onto Hillary. Hillary has said, you know what, I'm not going to use the term illegal immigrant anymore. And that's, you know, all well and good, but it might be easier said than done.
Hello, I'm Hillary Clinton. In an effort to be more sensitive, I will no longer be using the term illegal immigrant. Instead, I'll refer to those brave people as mischievous migrants.
Cut. Let's do it again.
I'll refer to those brave souls as banned banditos.
Cut. No.
Felonious foreigners. Prohibited Pedros. Black market brown people.
No.
Sketchy sombrero señores.
Cut. Let's take a break, people.
Yeah, tell one of those taboo taco benders to bring me my lunch.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
This is by far the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb. It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
What do they think I am? Dumb as something?
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What a dumb thing to do.
Dumb, dumb, crook news.
This is a reality show waiting to happen. A Florida man is recovering from quite a scare after running into a 9-foot anaconda.
Yeah, I'd be terrified too, and I'm not particularly scared of snakes, but 9-foot anaconda, that would be scary. It all happened along a riverbed in Brevard County, and the man quickly called the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee, who were able to capture, and this I don't understand, euthanize the animal soon after. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee.
That's right.
And it's not like the snake was in a supermarket. It was by the river, presumably in its natural habitat. I'm not quite sure why. I think somebody wanted a pair of alligator shoes for Christmas. officials said that because there was no way to identify the animal or where it came from, oh, geez, we have to euthanize it because it might escape into the water. It's home.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's bad enough, I think. You know, you've got people wanting to take the skin, make them into something, whether it's a snake or an alligator. In China, you know what they're doing now? They're actually making wallets out of foreskin.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not kidding.
They'd be very small wallets, wouldn't they?
But the cool thing is when you rub them, they turn them into a suitcase.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.